Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but I don't care at this point. I just want to get a win. And the Brewers thought that thing was going to slide away late. I didn't think they were going to win it in extra innings. They blew some opportunities, but thank God they found a way to get the job done. And a huge one it was against Cincinnati. We'll talk about that next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for joining me here on a weekend. Yeah, on the Saturday shorty, on weekends, we cut these a little shorter, these Locked On Brewers, about a half hour during the week, shorter during the weekend. But, you know, the Brewers are playing every day. We want to be there for you as well. And the Brewers did win 5-4 in 11 innings over the Reds. Yeah, I was at wit's end, to be honest with you, when they did not score in the top of the 10th inning, stranding the bases loaded with Brian Anderson popping out in front of the plate. I was seething because I had enough, man. I'm watching every inning of these games, and I'm covering them. I'm watching them like a fan like you guys are. I'm getting frustrated. You know, there's sometimes, you know, you get to a boiling point with these guys. You do. And it comes with any sports team that you just get so frustrated. It's like, come on. Now they were like 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. It was like, enough of this. Come on. Thank God Elvis Pagero held things down in the bottom of the 10th inning, didn't allow any runs. Because usually in that situation, with these new baseball rules and the extra inning rules, when a team gets out of a jam like that in the top of the 10th inning, evidently, you know, they got all the momentum and they pull out the game in the bottom of the 10th. But Pagero got his first major league win. Saw a picture of him in the locker room on social media afterwards. He didn't look too happy about it, but you know what? Doesn't matter. We're happy about it. He pitched, got out of the jam in the 10th inning, and Bryce Wilson, another guy we don't count on to save games, got out of the same situation in the 11th inning, got the save with that leadoff guy aboard. So thank God. Thank God. That's what I'm saying at this point. Thank God the Brewers did not blow this one. Early on, I thought they were going to, offense was going to come to play. Joey Weimer hit a 2-run home run, but then he went the extra innings. But the bullpen was the story of this game. Bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. Strzelecki, Devin Williams, I mentioned Pagero, and Wilson finishing up. No earned runs between those four guys. Burns, thought he pitched well again. I did. I thought he got squeezed. He got tossed after six innings, but he was coming out of the game anyway because he was at 100 pitches, so it didn't matter. But Burns got his money to worth. He was getting squeezed. There were some low pitches that were called balls that should have been called strikes, but nothing surprising to see a Brewer pitcher or one of our sports teams get squeezed. That just so happens in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, got the win. Most importantly, a win is a win is a win. Now, there was an injury in the game to a player. Darren Ruff will talk about that here in a little bit. But there was some good news on the injury front for a change with the Brewers. Some good news. We'll get to that coming up here in a little bit. The show brought to you by Game Time. Game Time, great place to go get your tickets. You download the app, Game Time app, at one of your favorite places to download apps. Create an account. Use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB. For $20 off your first purchase. I love Game Time. You can dial in there. You can push what seat you want. It's going to show you exactly where your seat is in any venue, whether you want hockey tickets, basketball, baseball tickets, concert tickets. It's going to show you right where your seat is going to be. That's so cool. And a couple of clicks, a couple of pushes, and you're going to get your tickets right on your phone. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds. Tickets are sent right to your phone, as I mentioned. But you need to download the Game Time app today, create the account, and use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your purchase, but download that Game Time app. You want last-minute tickets? I've done it before. Told you many times I've got Brewer tickets that way, and that is the way to go. Lowest price guaranteed, Game Time. Download those tickets today. Come back and tell you about the injuries. An injury update next here on Locked On Brewers. Welcome back to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. Thank you, everybody out there, for joining us. Didn't introduce myself at the start of the show. I should have. My apologies. Chuck Freeman, first-year host of Locked On Brewers. I'm just so excited to get into it today with that win today, really, because there's been so many games where the Brewers have disappointed all of us this year, and they have not won a lot of these close games, or games where, you know, they scored five runs. That's like a monsoon of runs for the Brewers. That's what that is. Extra innings to do it, but yeah, we'll take it. 5-4 in 11 innings. But I'm Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers, morning sports anchor at 1310 WIBA in Madison, longtime sports talk show host in Milwaukee. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Chuck Freeman, F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Download every episode on YouTube, Chuck Freeman. Find us on Locked On Brewers. Just search for Locked On Brewers, and you're going to see us. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that little bell there, and that's going to alert you every time we drop an episode on Locked On Brewers, which usually a few hours after the game. And the audio podcast, we're there as well on your favorite platform for downloading podcasts, Google, Spotify, Apple, just to name a few. I mentioned them all on my Twitter timeline. It's all there. So when I drop the episode, I put that out on Twitter, and you can go right down and find anywhere. Get the video, the audio. Just love to have you talk to follow us and following me on Twitter. Again, Chuck Freeman at F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D. Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We are here after every Brewers game, talking Brewers baseball with you. Well, what's the Brewers high note without there being a low note? Darren Ruff lacerated a knee. And at first you might think, okay, he lacerated a knee. A cut in his knee. How's he going to be? Well, apparently it's a bad cut, and he could be out for a while, according to a tweet put out by Adam McAlvey on Brewers.com. So we'll follow that. I don't know if he's, as of doing this podcast, if he's going to be put on the injured list or not. Of course, they released Luke Voit, so they can't go back on that. And Darren Ruff now out, and the Brewers will be searching for another bat, okay? Because Ruff was getting meaningful at bats in this Brewer lineup because he could hit left-handers. And he was in there against the left-hander today, Williamson. We'll monitor that this weekend. Wade Miley, the good news with Wade Miley, okay, he's coming back sooner than expected. His rehab from his lat injury is going along pretty good. Initially, they said 6 to 8 weeks, but apparently he's going to have a rehab start coming up on June 11th, a bullpen session this weekend in Cincinnati, and if all goes well, he's going to be back in the starting rotation before long. Oh, that could be a welcome relief. I mean, Wade pitched so well when he was in there. Struggled toward the end before he got hurt, last couple of starts before he got hurt, but this team definitely needs Wade Miley back in its rotation. Tyrone Taylor, suffering from elbow soreness. Elbow soreness. I'm not a doctor by any means, but he's batting 160. Elbow soreness and batting 160 might be a correlation there. Might be time to put Tyrone Taylor on the injured list. I know there's enough guys on the injured list already, but that might be where Tyrone Taylor is headed, because that elbow is just giving him all sorts of fits. He was pulled from the lineup on Friday before the game. Willie Adames working out in wonderful Appleton this weekend. He's not playing with the Timber Rattlers. He's just working out with them and going through, you know, all the pregame rituals and all that. So good for him. And hopefully Willie will be back in this lineup very, very soon, and we could turn him around as well. All right, let's get to the starters for Saturday's game. I believe that's a 3-10 start. Let me just double check that so I make sure I have that. Yeah, because I know the first three games are going to be afternoon games. Yeah, 3-10 start. 3-10 start. Brewers, I see, are a slight favorite, minus 111 in that game. And, of course, you can catch every pitch of the Hometown Brewers broadcast on SiriusXM, the SXM app. Search Brewers, the Brewers, and the Reds. 3:10 on Saturday afternoon. Catch every pitch of the Brewers Hometown broadcast, SiriusXM on the SXM app. Again, search Brewers. Thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen to every day here on Locked On Brewers and Locked On Podcast Network. All right, before we check out here on the Saturday shorty, let's give you the starting pitchers. Colin Ray makes the start. Pitched well in his last out. He ran into a little trouble in the seventh inning, but through six, he was great. Four runs, six plus innings last Sunday against San Francisco. His ERA, not terrific, 4.75. But for the most part, Colin Ray has kept the Brewers in games. Again, I think every time he's gone out there, not a preferred starter in this rotation, but has given it his all on this team and much needed has given this team for someone who is not supposed to be on this team at this point of the season or at any point of the season. But Colin Ray has been a nice job filling in with all the injuries in the starting rotation. Graham Ashcroft goes for the Reds. He's made 11 starts. He's not been good in his last month or so. He got a win in his last start against the Cubs. He beat the Cubs in his last start. Five innings and five hits. At this point in Major League Baseball, five innings and five hits, that's considered a good, not a quality start, not six innings, but five innings. I think that's considered a good start. But his ERA is in the mid-fives, 5.55. He's 3-3. Until this last game, had not won a game since April 15th. He has not been good. But another guy, but you know how the Brewers' offense is. Another guy I think that they can get to, Ashcroft, hopefully, on Saturday afternoon and go for win number two in this series. How about it? Yeah. Fired up. I'm fired up for this, the way they played. Because, yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, after that Toronto series and for the last several weeks, I keep thinking the Brewers are going to turn it around. And I need to, I was going to check when the last time they won two in a row was. Was it the Kansas City series off the top of my head? Because, you know, consecutive winning streaks and the Brewers have not gone together this year, at least in the last month or so, it seems. So don't follow up a quality win with a loss on Saturday. String something together, okay? Let's get things going in the right direction here and give us some separation in the NL Central. Reds came into this series all fired up for this four-game series, thinking the way the Brewers are playing, that they might be able to overtake the Brewers by sweeping the series. Ha! Brewers got game one. Let's get game two behind Colin Ray. More importantly, I know Colin's going to do his job, but let's have the offense come to play and make it two in a row in Cincinnati. Again, the hometown broadcast is going to be on SiriusXM, the SXM app. Search Brewers, Brewers, and Reds at 3:10 on Saturday afternoon, where temperatures are going to be scorching again in the mid-90s. It's going to do it for the show today on the Saturday Shorty. Thanks for joining me on the weekend. That's going to do it. I'm Chuck Freeman, Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day.